I spoke with Kevin Hoyt. He is an independent candidate for governor in the 2020 election. He's also running for a Bennington County Senate seat. We started our conversation by discussing what he described as a generations-long family history in the state.
I'm a born and raised Vermonter. I was born and raised right here in Bennington. My family has called these mountains home since the early 1600s. I think the number one priority is the corruption within our current administration and government on a policy level. I think opioids are our number one concern, and I'd like to lead Vermont out of the opioid crisis with a whole bunch of economic growth and development. I think Vermont should be open right now, and should be, our economy should be thriving.
Oh, I'd like to ask you about that, actually, because you have been a vocal critic of Governor Phil Scott's response to the coronavirus. You participated in an April lockdown protest in front of the State House. I think you told VT Digger that you dispute whether the virus really constitutes a pandemic. I wonder if you do still feel that way. And, you know, what would you tell Vermonters that you would do if elected to address COVID-19?
Well, I don't think the numbers match. They don't match now, and they never matched. The virus itself is a very real virus, but the fear, the hype, and the close down, the fallout is so much worse. If you look at the amount of alcoholism and suicide and drug addiction, and as we lose our businesses and homes, the situation's a lot worse. And if I was governor, we would be open. Our economy would be booming.
Kevin, let me ask you, though, with that low death percentage rate here in Vermont, would that not be indicative of what Governor Scott is shutting down the economy, you know, fairly early on? Wouldn't that say that it was working?
Absolutely not. No, you can look at other countries or other states where we've locked down another. The socialized distancing, the mask wearing, the shutdowns, the lockdowns, the fallout is 10 times worse. Now, I'm going to go back to 2018 and the 187 people that died of the flu. Did we close down our businesses and schools for the flu? No, we didn't.
But, Mr. Hoyt, there's a vaccination for the flu. You know, you can get vaccinated against that. There's nothing.
Vaccines. Well, I'm against man.
That's fine. I didn't ask about that. But what I'm saying is that there is no vaccine for the coronavirus now.
More than
200,000 people in this country have died from it. It is a serious, serious medical problem.
The 200,000 is an inflated number, so you're giving false information.
No, sir, it's not an inflated number. It's the Centers for Disease Control, and you know these are
number. The 200,000 is an inflated number.
I'm sorry, I can't let you put that information out there. It is an inflated number,
and there's lots of data. If people get away from mainstream media, you can actually find the truth out there. And again, I want to take you back to the suicides, the drug addiction, the alcoholism, and all the other things as we lose our homes, businesses, and jobs.
Are you saying, sir, that those suicides? Are you saying that those suicides and overdose deaths are all linked to the fact that the economy has been partially shut down?
I want you to look at the growth, and absolutely, I'm saying that's a huge contributing factor.
You have evidence of this.
I think it's obvious.
No, sir, that's not evidence. That's you saying you think it's obvious. That's not evidence. You just said you think it's obvious.
I've gone back through, but I think any reasonable person, anybody with a common sense party that's listening, isn't believing your hype anymore. Masks do not protect you.
The health commissioner of Vermont and the infectious disease specialist that leads all of this, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is recommending wearing a mask. The Centers for Disease Control is asking people to wear a mask. And it's not to protect yourself, it's to protect others. And
right.
This has been gone over, you know, over and over again. What I'd like to get back to—
Right, compare it to other countries that haven't had masks. And again, where all this is leading to, not only lock down our country and kill our economy, but it's leading to mandated vaccines. I, Kevin Hoyt, as a citizen of Vermont, am not going to take a mandated vaccine.
So there is no
the
mandated vaccine.
Matched.
There is no mandate to take a vaccine in Vermont. There is no vaccine. There's no nothing
it's
to mandate.
And I'd love for you to give us some evidence saying that a mask protects anybody, because there's nobody out there that's going to say it.
Plenty
you
of people out there.
Wear a mask,
sir,
I'm not going to catch COVID.
That is not what I said. First of all, the mask is more for protect other people than it is to protect you.
I haven't had a mask since this thing started, and I'm not about to wear one. It's not as deadly as they said.
All right. Well, we now know how you feel very much about COVID-19. You would open up the economy. You would not have any mask wearing. And what precautions would you suggest that people take, since you did say that you believe the virus is real?
We should protect the vulnerable people. And again,
and how do we do that, sir?
In that age group, how do we do that? As we put protections in place, I'm not saying COVID is not real.
Sir.
You and all the other media and the David Fauci or Mr. Fauci and the WHO and the CDC said we were going to have 2 million deaths in the United States.
Well, sir, I really don't know where you're coming up with a lot of these proclamations.
CDC, from the WHO.
Yeah, but the CDC and the WHO are the ones who are saying, please wear a mask, please keep your distance, and you're saying that that's all false.
Look at what month they say what. They switched back and forth.
Let me ask you one more question, Mr. Hoyt. Do you think that message that we are being lied to, that the government is corrupt, that the media is corrupt, do you think that message will resonate with Vermonters enough for them to vote you as governor of the state?
Well, I'm hoping, again, along with corruptions, it's policies. Again, my biggest thing is opioid policy, and I'm pro-marijuana, I'm pro-gun, so it's about beating the corruption and keeping our rights and liberties.